Hello, everyone, and welcome to another hour of great retro alternative music here on 81, 82, 83, 84. We're here every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, and there's an encore rerun on Wednesdays at 11 p.m. right after Smart Aleck's Requiem for Rock. I'm your host, Lee Gregory, University of Waterloo grad from the class of 1983, and I volunteered at CKMS back during my school days and recently restarted this show, which is essentially the same show I did some 40 years ago, except now it comes to you from my home in Dallas, Texas. A few weeks ago, we did a show that featured a number of great cover songs, and I thought of a few others this week. Seems that a lot of early alternative cover music came from rhythm and blues originals, and these three are no exceptions. And we'll start off with a cover of Wilson Pickett's 1965 hit, In the Midnight Hour. This is Roxy Music from the album Flesh and Blood. You're listening to CKMS FM 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love comes tumbling down. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. When there's no one else around, I'm gonna take devotion, a second mad emotion. plate bubbles. Or it makes you eyes to break those. Oh, in that case, I don't want no part. I do believe that that would only break my heart. So, if you feel like loving me, if you got that notion, I second that emotion. So, if you feel like giving free a lifetime of devotion.
We'll be falling in love under. Under the boardwalk.
Was Mental Hopscotch by Dale Bozzio and Missing Persons, and before that ABC with Poison Arrow, the Eurythmics classic Here Comes the Rain Again, and our three R&B covers, the Tom Tom Club doing the Drifters' 1964 hit Under the Boardwalk, a little taste of summer for all of us. It's actually icy down here in Dallas today. Japan covered Smokey Robinson's I Second That Emotion. The original was released in 1968. And this was the first Japan song that kind of gave me a bit of a taste as to where David Sylvian was going artistically. And Roxy Music with Brian Ferry's smooth vocals doing justice to Wilson Pickett's In the Midnight Hour. Time for some Canadiana now, and we'll start with Vancouver's Images in Vogue. This is In the House, and you're listening to 81, 82, 83, 84 on CKMS-FM 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
begin.
John.
The special Sunday.
Take it, 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 take it
que c'est cool. C'est lent, c'est dur, frappe fond, nos têtes de gonflées et humeur.
I hadn't heard that for a long time until Amazon Music served it up the other day. That was I Got the Message by Men Without Hats. And yes, I did switch from Spotify because fuck Joe Rogan and anyone who enables dangerous idiots like him. Before that, Teen Land from Saskatchewan's own Northern Pikes, Attitude from Carol Pope and Rough Trade, and Images in Vogue started that set with In the House. And here's another one that I hadn't heard for a while. This is the B-52s. Glad you're listening to 81, 82, 83, 84 on CKMS FM 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
Can I look at
I like pretty much all of REM's music, but especially the earlier stuff. That was pretty Persuasion. And before that, I found that Essence Rare by Gang of Four. And yes, I did score tickets to the March the 4th show at Toronto's Horseshoe Tavern, as well as the Gang of Four show here in Dallas on March the 16th at the Granada Theater. So I'll be at both of those shows. If you happen to be going to either of them, let me know. Before that, I will Dare from The Replacements and Legal Tender from B-52s. This next artist is Reckless Eric, and that's reckless as in without car crashes as opposed to with blatant disregard to the consequences, although I suspect the W was a mistake. He was a member of the Stiff Records stable of artists. If you're not familiar with Stiff, they were famous for putting out compilations of early punk and new wave bands, hoping to catch lightning in a bottle, I suppose. I also remember them for their motto, if it isn't stiff, it ain't worth a fuck. Reckless Eric always reminded me of Elvis Costello, and he was actually a stablemate of Costello's at Stiff Records. They even toured together, were on compilations together. Elvis at one point apparently recommended that they do a single together with each of them doing one of the A and B sides. That never happened. Reckless Eric was later quoted as saying he never really liked Elvis anyway. And Eric only had one song that really did well commercially. Unfortunately for him, it was the very first release of his career. But it was a really great one and has been covered extensively by other alternative artists, including Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day and Cage the Elephant. And we're going to end the show with it. This is Whole Wide World. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
When I was a young boy, my mama said to me, there's only one girl in the world for you, and she probably lives in Tahiti. I call the whole wide world, I call the whole wide world just to find her. Maybe she's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean sea is blue. We've been in a tropical moonlit night, because nobody's